This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Ada Woest. The last name Woest, first name Ada, ADA. Date of birth is 12/31/48. Office visit, date of visit is 6/27/23. This is a 74-year-old pleasant Caucasian woman who is here to discuss lab results. History of pressing illness. Patient states that she was seen here last month with on the 26th of May with leg cramps. She felt like the cramps were starting in her shins and going up. She thought it was from Crestor and had stopped taking it the day prior to her office visit. Dr. Davey asked her to continue to stay off the Crestor and added tizanidine, period. Patient says that she's tried for almost a month with the tizanidine. Although the shin pain has gone, she now has pain in both the knees and both hips, and sometimes on the ankles, and sometimes feels like her legs give out. So she does not think that the cramps are from Crestor. She's had the cramps even or had the pain even while being off Crestor, period. She did have labs done on the 31st. And her lipids are high as expected, 222 total cholesterol and 137 LDL. HDL is good at 59. Her CMP was normal, her CBC is normal, and her A1C is 5.9, which is very good for this patient. TSH is normal too. I did discuss lab results with the patient. Her urine for random urine for creatinine and the albumin creatinine ratio and urine albumin all were the normal limits. On exam, patient is 5 feet 8 inches tall, weight is 198 pounds. Her blood pressure was 146/76, pulse was 69 per minute, pulse ox 96%, temperature 96.7, BMI 30. She is a smoker, smokes one packet per day for 45 years. She's right-handed, no drug use. She was interested in quitting smoking. She has been taking the review of her medication list shows that the patient is not taking the Crestor. She's finished with the tizanidine and she does not want any more prescription for it. She did state that she has bought some Tylenol extra strength and is taking two. It's actually the 8-hour Tylenol, so the 650 milligram Tylenol she's been trying to twice a day. It helps some with the pain. She takes venlafaxine XR 150 milligrams one a day, ormethyroid 90 milligrams one a day, losartan 100 milligrams a day, metformin 500 milligrams a day, vitamin C 500 milligrams three a day, vitamin D 1000 units a day. She is allergic to penicillin. Head nomocephalic, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly, JVP not distended, lungs are clear, no wheezing or ronchi heard at this time. Heart S1 is to heard with regular sinus rhythm. Extremities, I do not see any edema. Range of motion of shoulders, elbows, wrists are normal. Range of motion of knee and hip is normal too. And ankles are normal. Assessment, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, type 2 diabetes mellitus, smoker, depression, arthralgia. Plan, I did review lab results with patient. Except for her lipids being abnormal, the other values are good. Another diagnosis is hypothyroidism. Under plan, I did tell her to hold the Tylenol for now and try Aleve 220 milligrams 2PO twice a day after food. Did give her three packets of samples. I did tell her she could retry the, she is willing to start the Crestor again and see. So I did tell her to start Crestor at 10 milligrams every other day. She will stop the tizanidine. She did have her mammogram at Methodist in Woodlands, and which was normal. It was done on June the 12th. She says her DEXA scheduled for August. We did also under diagnosis, please include chronic smoker under plan. Please, we did discuss smoking cessation. She's had a very long history of smoking, and it's going to be very difficult to DC the smoking. She still works full-time for the Census, U.S. Census Bureau, period. She is not doing home visits, but she's a supervisor and hence works from the office, and she travels some for work. I did tell her to take out one cigarette from the packet, throw it away. She limits her smoking to one packet per day, so she should now try to do 19 cigarettes a day. And after 3 to 4 weeks, she may take out 2 cigarettes and throw them away. She will continue this process for next 20 months or less. And hopefully will not realize that she's, her body will get used to the lower amount of nicotine very slowly. Patient is willing to try this. She will return to the office in 1 month for follow-up with Dr. Dave regarding her Crestor.